Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Like you mean it, say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a great day we have together here. Because 2,000 years ago, something great happened. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The import of what he did is great. God did great things for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mary and David said something together that I want to just bring out to us in a song. Say, my soul magnify the Lord. My spirit praise his name. For death could not hold him in captive. Amen. Death could not hold Jesus Christ in captive. Amen. Hallelujah. Even in the grave, he said Jesus Christ is Lord. Sister Chrissy knows how to do that song, I believe. And Sister... just wherever you are sitting, you don't have to come here. I'm not dragging you out. Just join me and say together, my soul magnify the Lord. My spirit praise his name. For death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. I say, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. I say, my soul, magnify the Lord. My spirit, praise his name. For they could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Oh, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. One more time, join me everybody and say, my soul magnify the Lord. My spirit praise his name. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave. Jesus is Lord. Oh yes, even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. If you know that death couldn't hold Jesus captive, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we are going to look at what Jesus did. The importance of Jesus coming out of the grave. Amen. It is a great day in Christendom. Today, every church, every minister, everybody is talking about this resurrection. And my humble self is joining them to say something about it. If you look at the TV and all of them, you see all these cardinals, pontiffs, bishops, dressed up in their best gown and hats to match and everything. Carrying a fancy cross, you know, they are having a procession all over the whole world. About 2 billion or so people are rejoicing over what happened 2,000 years ago. They are showing that God, our God, is the only true God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? You say, how is that? Well, I'm going to come to that along the way. The only true God is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? There are so many religions in the world. All of them proclaim one thing or the other. But one thing distinguished our faith with theirs. Let us quickly turn to the scriptures for our reading this morning. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. My prayer, as we bring up this scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 14, my prayer is that as we celebrate the resurrection, that we as Christians or self-proclaimed Christian shall realize the full importance of the death and resurrection of Christ. Amen? Not just his death, but also his resurrection. For then we will be able to walk in total victory, just like Jesus did. Amen? If you rise from the dead, nothing can hold you down again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you have defied the one foe, the one enemy that holds most everybody in bondage. Death. And Christ did that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Let us read. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain. Amen? Are you hearing that? If Christ did not rise from the dead, then I'm wasting your time standing here telling you about salvation, about the kingdom of God, about this and that. And your faith is useless. That is how important the resurrection is. If Christ did not rise from the dead, we are wasting our time as children of God. There is nothing to it. Your faith is useless. You might as well go and do whatever you want to do if Christ did not rise from the dead. The title of the message is going to be, He Set the Captive Free. And I'm trying to not take too much of our time. We don't have too much time because we have other activities. But He set the captive free. Let us again turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ephesians 4, 8. Wherefore He said, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We are coming to that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The whole substance of our faith rests on the fact that Jesus raised from the dead. Amen? If He do not resurrect, then we will be, and He will be an imposter like the rest of all them that say they are God or founders of religion and so on and so forth. If Christ did not rise from the dead, then He would just be an imposter like the rest of them. You know that before Jesus came, many have proclaimed themselves God. So He has to do something different that distinguished Him from being a mere mortal to a mortal. From being a mortal to immortal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The whole premise of heaven, paradise, eternal life will be forced. The whole system of Christendom, the kingdom of God, is based on Christ was died and rose again. Anybody can die. Anybody can die. Anybody can choose to die. People kill themselves. But it's not everybody that can rise from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What made the difference between Christ and all of them is that He defied death. He broke the barrier, the fear. The one foe that has everybody under fear, He tell them, death, where is thy victory? Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you go today, there are many of these religions in the world. I kind of Googled some of them and I looked them up. Islam, Hinduism, Buddha and his followers, Sikhism, the one they call Joche, Baha'i, Jainism, Shinto, and all the rest of them. The bones and tomb of all of them are still with us today in this world. If you go to Medina in Saudi Arabia, you will see where Muhammad is buried. He died, he didn't resurrect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why I say that the difference between our God and those that proclaim themselves to be God is that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Amen? You can see their bones where they are laid today. Their tomb is with us. Their bones are with us. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus' tomb is empty. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Because he is risen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to explain to us as we go along this morning the importance of resurrection. You see, we celebrate it. And I pray that God can help us to understand the importance of Christ coming up from the dead. For this is where all our faith is hinged or tied together. The substance that holds our faith together is the resurrection from the dead. Amen? That is why it is the greatest day in Christendom. Anybody can be born, though his birth was different from ordinary. Anybody can die, as I said before. Anybody can even choose to die. But tell me the man who will say beforehand, kill me, and in 3 days I will raise myself up from death. Is there anybody that said that before? No. There is only one that did that. He defied everything that is both natural and unnatural. He made an open mockery of death. The foe that everybody fears, shivers. They tell you, Emmanuel, you are going to die. You say, hey, I'm going to die. No. That is the fear of death. Everybody wants to live. But he made us understand that there is an eternal life somewhere there, and that eternal life is in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And to prove his point, he died. And to prove him thus, he raised himself from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us quickly look at Matthew 28, verse 2 to 6. Because I want to support my session with the scriptures. Matthew 28, verse 2 to 6, please. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew 28, verse 2 to 6. That he definitely raised from the dead. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door. And he sat upon it. Verse 3. His countenance was like the lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Verse 4. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Verse 5. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Verse 6. He is not here. Amen? Amen. I say he is not here. Amen? Amen. I say he is not here. Amen? Amen. For he is risen. For he is risen. And he said, come and see the place where the Lord reigns. Amen? If you have enough money, you can buy your ticket to Israel. The tomb of Jesus is empty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The tomb of Islam, Muhammad, is occupied with his bones. So is every one of them that say they are the true religion. Only one religion is true. The religion that Jesus Christ preached. That is Christendom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If anybody tell you anything different, tell them that they are alive. Can they prove that they are dead and raised again? No. That is one significant thing that differentiates the men from the monkeys. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. When you defy my God, you are not better than an animal. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For if you have some self-respect, you will know that Christ is God. Now, we go to the main part of this message. Satan, knowing that this is the victory, indeed our true salvation paved first by the shedding of his blood. He knew that if Christ will raise from the dead, then his whole claim on mankind is destroyed. He decided that he will make sure that Jesus didn't rise from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. He called an urgent meeting. Emergency meeting that day. God really stopped Jesus from rising from the grave. He started putting certain things into work, and I'm going to bring it out to you today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He whispered to the Romans, the centurion that was there, you know, he might just come out of this grave. So the first thing they did was to put a huge stone on the grave. I'm talking of the kind of stone that it would take 20 men to roll out. They put it to cover the grave, and they sealed it. Then they had a backup plan. They put the soldiers, the military, on the grave to make sure that it didn't come out from that grave, and to make sure that nobody rolled away the stones. Then in the spiritual, they have an even bigger backup plan. Demons, fallen angels, satanic power, led Satan and his cohorts, they were all over that grave place. All in an attempt to stop Jesus from rising from the grave. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They have an initial plan, a backup plan, and a super backup plan, all to stop Jesus from coming from the grave. Because they know that if Jesus will ever come out from that grave, then the claim that Satan has upon mankind is vanquished forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because has paved the way to show us that there is eternal life. That death has been conquered. So they put this into plan. However, he didn't worry about that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? Amen? I said amen? First, he has a duty to do. He has told them from beginning, destroy this body, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus did the unthinkable. If you notice Jesus, when men are thinking this way, he is doing things the other way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you notice Jesus, what plans we are making, he has his own plans, and his own plans are always perfect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Instead of coming up from the grave, he went deep into the depth of the Hades. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is story that when I was looking at it, it shook me up. And I'm going to tell you why. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For Jesus had to do a duty before he came out of that grave. He has to set the captives free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? He said, what do you mean by that? There is Samuel, Abel, Abraham, Joseph, David, Isaiah, all the way, the prophets, every one of them that have fulfilled the righteousness of God. Every one of them that has fulfilled the righteousness of God. But died before the blood was shed. For you have to know this, that without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission for sin. So they actually died in righteousness. But they were being held captive by Satan in Hades. There is two compartments in Hades. One for the sinners who have no righteousness in them. And one for those who fulfill the righteousness of God. But before Jesus, they cannot come out because there is no claim to their redemption. Redeemed but not ransomed. Jesus has to do something about them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then my God did the unthinkable. On a lower scale, let me give you an example here. One of these crazy Osman bin Laden or Al Qaeda captured an American, took them hostage and put them in a big camp. America cannot nuke that place, so they have to send somebody to go get the get that person that is held captive over there. So they choose a super spy, maybe somebody like me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, you are ready to go to Afghanistan, wherever that is. Go and redeem and rescue these people that is held captive. And so, this man picked up the phone and called the captain of that camp and said, I am coming. I am coming to take the hostage you have. And the thousands of them say over our dead body. And so the American spy went there in broad daylight to get out those people that are hold under bondage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can somebody help me with this, please? The mic just gave up. Satan doesn't like us preaching about this. But it's a loser. Because we're about to expose his failures, his limitations, that God is bigger than him anytime. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all the mic seems not to be working. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Now, when this happened, fix it. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. When this happened, Satan, Jesus Christ, see what he did. He did the impossible. He went there to redeem those that are under bondage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To get them out of captivity. You say, is that in the scriptures? Yes, it is in the scriptures. And I'll point that to you as we move along. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So here is the picture that I want to paint to you today. Instead of coming out from the grave where they are waiting for him, he went below to take the captivities captive. Here he comes, walking down to this huge castle. If you ever watch all those medieval movies, you see all those kings in those days with their castle and gates. Some of them, the walls are might 7-story or 10-story high. And here is, those castles are nothing compared to what Satan have and hold these people under bondage. And so Jesus walked in broad daylight or whatever it is over there and said, open the gates. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is also in the scripture, Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Said, lifting the gates. And they say, who is it? The captain of that infernal place said, who is it that asks that we should lift the gates? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he said, lift your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up. Amen. Say, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 8. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then they questioned him and said, who is this King of glory? And he answered them, it is the Lord strong and mighty. And the Lord mighty in battle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Picture this gate to be maybe a mile wide, about 300 feet high, as thick as this house. He blasted through there in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. In the name of the King of glory, he went in to get the captivities captive. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, the Marines in America, they never give up any of their foreign comrades. And if you hold any of them in bondage, they will do their best to rescue that person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus went there to redeem, to bring out these people that has paid the price. I have a point I'm going to with this story. Because some of us do not really fully understand the sacrifice that our God has to make. Let us read Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 2. He told about this beforehand, that he is going to do this. Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2. He says in Isaiah 61 verse 1 to 2, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Amen. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Amen. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of our vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. He opened the prison gates to free those that are in bondage. Ah, if you talk of power, if you talk of what God can do, imagine him walking into that camp, into that castle, into that dungeon. He blasted left and right, showed them the power that brought him from the dead. The power of God. As I was writing this around 1 a.m. during the fast down, we were having fast last week, and I was imagining what happened. You talk of action. You talk of power. When God intruded into the domain of Satan himself, that is why the Bible said he made an open shame of all those forces. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But how can one person, how can one CIA agent go to the camp of those people that is holding American hostage and tell them in advance I'm coming, and is still able to go there and stay there for 3 days, opening them that are under bondage one by one? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peter, every one of them. Samuel was freed. Abraham was freed. Moses, Abel, every one of them that has been under bondage was released. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he wasn't in a hurry. This is what God can do. He can do the impossible. He can do things beyond your imagination. He can release you from any bondage you think you are going through now. It is nothing with God. What you think impossible, with God, it is all possible. The limitation is our mind. If we know the power of resurrection, if we know the power of resurrection, the power that blasted the gate of hell, the power that did that, then today, what is your sickness? What is your problem that God cannot redeem you from? God is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You say, is this in the scriptures? It is. Open Matthew chapter 25, 27 verse 52. Matthew 27, 52. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Matthew 27, it says, and the graves were open. Did you see that? The graves were open, and many bodies of the dead saints which slept, they have been in that Hades all these hundreds of years. They have been crying and waiting for the day that he will do this. But first, he has to come and die first. And then he has to be buried. And when Satan thought he has the upper hand, Jesus did the unthinkable. He went below to take the captives captive. Amen? Amen. And so he said the graves were open. Let's look at 53, I believe. He said, and came out of the graves after his resurrection. Amen? Amen. These are dead men walking. It's the Bible. I didn't write it. He said the graves were opened. And many of the dead saints, he didn't say the unrighteous, he said the righteous. And many of the dead saints who were sleeping for hundreds of years, from Abel down to Habakkuk, up to the time that Jesus died. Everyone that has died in righteousness, he got them out of that jailhouse. He broke the open, the prison house. He took captivity captive. And he didn't need any backup. He went there alone to do this job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the power of God. Hallelujah. The God we serve. Christ was not victorious until he rose from the dead. He couldn't be victorious until he rose from the dead. The victory we have is the resurrection from the dead. And the power of that resurrection is with us today. And many of us are not walking in the power of that resurrection. We are tied down by the things we believe. If you believe like Jesus, that he, God, is victorious by resurrection, and you understand what resurrection means, then today will not be an ordinary day to you. It may be a day of rededication yourself to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said here, for since the first Adam lost his divine nature due to sin, Satan has declared unopposed victory until the second Adam came bearing the gift of life. He came and set the captive free. And he did this for a purpose. For us to know that God is able to do all things in your life. Let us look at Romans chapter 6 verse 4 to 5. That's probably our last scriptures for today. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Romans
Hallelujah.
Chapter 6 verse 4. And here is the part I want you to pay attention to. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism in death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now here is the gist of the whole story. Why I went into that part of telling you what happened in the grave and the resurrection. Christendom today are not living the life of the resurrection Christ. Unfortunately, when the Christ or the children of God has found out the importance of Christ coming up from the grave and defying all these things, then the import of resurrection will come into our heart strong and manifest. He says, if you were planted together by baptism when you repent, now I'm going to go into some fundamental things. First, every one of us, due to the fall of Adam, fell into condemnation. Then someday maybe somebody spoke to you, or God touched you, or something happened, and you said, I'm going to make a roundabout turn, I'm going to turn around and give my life to Christ. And so maybe you went on your knees, or you just say it, or somebody prayed with you, whatever way that happened, and you said, today, Lord, I gave my life to Jesus. From today, you are the Lord of my life. From today, you are my King, my Savior, my all in all. Then you start the walk of faith. Now, mind you, that this is the beginning. Then you start to read the Bible. Then you start to go to church. Then you start to pray. You start to fellowship with other Christians. You start to understand things that pertain to righteousness and sin and deliverance and redemption and the goodness of God and the mercy of God. All this stuff that is part of our blessings, the dividend of being a believer. Then one day you realize that my life needs to go to another level. And you said, what can I do to get to the other level that Christ has called us to? And not remain a baby in the Lord forever. And so God revealed to you what Jesus did because he died and resurrected. Now you have victory in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what can we do with this victory? If there is truly a repentance an effort to move into the greater glory of Christ. And you understand the power of resurrection. Certain things will start to happen in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Your conversation will change. Your thought pattern will change. You will not have the defeatist attitude that many Christians have today. You will start seeing what Jesus did in the power of resurrection. That with resurrection came what? Victory. And that victory is part of your inheritance as child of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That you are no more just a male model. You are immortal. Though still in the flesh like Christ. For Jesus Christ, when he did this, he did it under the anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Both as man and God. And we have the same nature. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Not in the past, not in the future. He is talking of now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. And what was the resurrection power? It is the power that made mockery of the devil. The ancient serpent couldn't stand up to that power when he stood up. Death and all his friends were put to open shame. He even came out and said, "Death, where is thy victory?" He asked them an open question, "Where is it today?" This is the resurrection power that we are talking about. He thumbed his chest in Revelation 1:8. Let us read that quickly to show you what he was doing. Revelation 1:8 with him. He says, "I am he that liveth and was dead." Revelation 1:18. That you may know the importance of resurrection. "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And have the keys of hell and death." Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the importance of resurrection. Not in carrying the cross and walking around. Not in giving Easter egg or whatever they do. I have never seen that in the Bible. Not in saying it. But living out a life of victory in Christ Jesus. Why then are we still walking in defeat? Because we have not understood the importance of resurrection. My prayer is that God will open our eyes, the mind of our understanding, to comprehend the power, the authority that defied everything that the enemy threw at him and went below and took the captivity captive. This knowledge will also give you some knowledge that God will never leave you behind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He could have said, "Well, they've been there for 1,000 years. Why do I have to go fight this battle to get them out?" No. It took him 3 days of hard work. He didn't sleep. He was releasing every one of them that was in bondage. That is why the graves were opened. Christ liberated every one of those sins. He said, "I will never leave you or forsake you. That all my Father has given unto me, not one of them, not anybody, not anyone that is believing in him, will he leave behind." Blessed be the name of the Lord. That ought to get you shouting. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen. Amen. You know, the Marines at times may say, "We never leave anybody behind," but at times they couldn't handle it. But not with Jesus. Christ's death is significant, indeed glorious, but his victory is resounding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He made an open mockery of all those things, that you may understand the power of his resurrection, is my prayer today. On this blessed day, that Christendom is rejoicing that Jesus rose from the dead. Let us not walk again on those things that does not really glorify God. Sin limits you from God. Unbelief is a hindrance. What we need to do is to see ourselves as having died with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Having gone with him through the process that he went through. And then he rose up again. Those Satan that were holding him, trying to hold him from the grave, they couldn't do anything. All it took was one single angel. He blasted through all their blockade, all their resistance, and came and moved that stone out of the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And just to rub it in, he sat upon it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't even run. He moved through all of them and sat on that stone. And when people came to check, he said, "He is not here. Christ is risen. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And he told us here, if we then be buried with Christ Jesus, that we should live in the likeness of his resurrection. And I want to tell you that the likeness of his resurrection was victory over death, over sin, over every limitation of life. When he was still walking in the life level, all these things were there. They were pushing him around. At times he would be hungry. At times he may need to pay his bill and somebody will pay it for him, or he tell them to go catch the fish and do certain things. There were certain limitations that could apply to man who is there. But once he went into that grave and came up from him, there is a difference from that time on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing could hold him again. The lamb became a lion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No judgment, no hand, no authority can oppose him at that point in time. And that is where we have to be as children of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is where we want ourselves to be. Not in this beggary level, fear, torment, trouble, depression, all these things that plague people who should be in victory. Allowing ourselves to be hindered when we are already walking, we should be walking in the high places with Jesus Christ. That should be the message we should take home today in this time, that God has done great things for us. He has paved the way for me and you to live the life of victory. And to live that life of victory, you have to work for it. You have to fight for it.
Yes.
Jesus didn't get this victory by sitting back.
Yes.
He could have laid down on that grave and waited for 3 days and come out again. But no, but to show us the victory of resurrection, he has to go into the camp of the enemy and fought the battle for 3 days and took the captivity captive and brought them out and show that Jesus Christ is able to do all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet as we pray. Lord, we thank you. Now let your people know that you are able to do all things. Glory be to God. Today, if you are not walking in victory, please stand on your feet, everybody, as we close at this time. If you felt that you are not walking in victory, hallelujah, there's an opportunity for us to walk in victory. May I have the praise team come up to the stage, please? The praise team, just for one more, Larry, as I sing this song with all of us. The praise team, if you are here. If you are not walking in victory, what do I mean by not walking in victory? When Satan is still walking all over you, are you hearing me? If you hear me, say yes.
Yes.
When the enemy is still walking all over you, your plan right, he goes left. When your intention, your plan, your hope is still being hindered by the enemy, when your life is like a vacuum that needs to be filled, when fear and torment still is your portion, then you are not walking in victory. When fear and the work of the enemy is still holding you in bondage, know that for this reason Jesus came. He said he came to set free them that are in prison, to set the captive free, to open the prison houses. He did it before, he can do it today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In any form or manner you felt that there is limitation in your life, know that our Jesus is able. All these other religions, they cannot do it. They claim to have it, but there is something they don't have. My Baba was a Muslim, or is a Muslim, and I was engaging in a discussion. And I said, tell me the tenets of Islam. And he narrated it, you know, eagerly. This and this and this and this is what Islam has. Did they rise from the dead? No. But my Jesus rose from the dead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the power of resurrection. We have a hope, brethren. That hope is firm and steadfast in the word of God. That as many as believe in him, he gave them power to be children of God. To walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has given mankind. Today, if you don't know him, and you are standing in our midst today enjoying the celebration, or today you've known him and you are not walking in his victory, like Christ has, Jesus Christ, deemed of us, demand of us. Today you are looking up and saying, hey, my life has been backward, it hasn't been what it should be. Your spiritual life is in the negative. Your financial life is not what it should be. Your marital life is gone haywire. The blessings, the total blessing that God has spoken about his children, those things seem to erode you. The power of resurrection says that with God all things are possible. I want you to kindly make your way up to the front. As I was writing this down, around 1 a.m. in the midnight, about a week ago, I had the option to call up anybody who felt that there is a need to walk in that victory that Jesus Christ has paid for mankind. I want you to come up as we lie around and praise God together. And I will ask God to intervene on your behalf in the name of Jesus. That power of resurrection will resound on you again. That you will know the import of resurrection, the meaning of the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That power is still with us. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. He changed not. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Today is a new day for every one of us. Every one of the children of God is a new day. As you remember the sacrifices he made, today is a new day for you. Make an effort and let God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.